This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Fort Lewis College in Durango has its first Indigenous president. With more, here's Jenny Brundine.
The college's board of trustees voted to confirm Heather Schotten as president. Schotten is currently the college's acting dean of students and vice president of diversity affairs. The college is a Native American serving institution, a federal designation. Schotten said that means the college has responsibility to not just enroll Native students,
but to serve them, to make sure that they have a sense of belonging, that they have a positive experience.
Schotten says one of her goals is to grow Fort Lewis College's regional and national reputation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado prosecutors say that deportations of criminal case defendants will deny justice to victims. Brian Mason is the district attorney in Adams County.
When someone is deported before a local prosecutor like me has been able to charge and prosecute a defendant, one, it means that any victim in the case does not see justice. Two, it completely undermines our ability to prosecute what may be a larger case.
CPR News found at least half a dozen other criminal cases in Colorado that have stalled because defendants were deported or detained on immigration charges. One of Colorado's U.S. senators announced a run for governor this morning. Democrat Michael Bennett has served in the U.S. Senate since 2009. Before that, he was superintendent of Denver Public Schools. State Attorney General Phil Weiser launched his campaign earlier this year, and he says he plans to stay in the race. This is CPR News.